We're all ready to go. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and welcome back. Welcome back to Gray, Gray, and Gray, who are our hosts for this full week of segments, and that means this time my co-host is the one, the only, Kelly Berardi.
Hi. Hello. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Good. I'm sure you're very happy the tax season's over.
Oh, very happy. Yeah. It was a tough tax season.
Right. Heading into summer, right?
Yes. Yep. Time to enjoy.
Time to enjoy. All right. Well, speaking of enjoying, we know we're going to enjoy our next guest. We're going to assume that. Kirk Facker, VP of Sales, iCorp Technologies. You're the cloud man, right?
I'm the guy with his head in the clouds. That's me.
Oh, boy. Well, tell us about iCorp.
So, yeah, I'll give you a broad overview. We'll talk specifically, I think, about cloud today. But the company was founded in 1994 by Mike Hadley and a partner of his, Chris Stevenson. They're both still very involved with the business. It went from, you know, two guys talking IT to a few people to a kind of robust firm of 75 employees. The majority of them are consultants of all different stripes, from people starting out post-Northeastern all the way up to C-level executives. So it's a broad swath. We have four areas of support. First and foremost, which ties into cloud, is IT strategy. That's the directional advice that we can provide either a established business as they move towards the cloud, or a young business that never even had kind of a server. So that's kind of the main and most impactful part of our business.
That's the core business.
That's the core. The core business is, quite honestly, IT governance, which is the business of IT. So for many of our clients we've had for 20 or more years, we've seen them go from extremely old technology, old WAN computers, all the way through the server-based ERP systems, and now, again, most of their workloads are either in the cloud or moving there. So the business of IT is taking care of the infrastructure. We're not unique in that, but we do it very well. We do a lot around security, and I'm not going to talk about that as much today because I know you have another guest that's probably going to focus on that. So an important part of our practice is helping firms stay safe amidst the threats, phishing attacks, all kinds of badness out there. So we do that.
Are you doing those penetration tests and things like that? We've heard a lot about that. We've had one done internally at our firm. So is that something that you guys are offering?
It is. It's sort of a in the weeds thing. So we don't focus on penetration testing. One of our interesting recent initiatives is cybersecurity awareness. So we're working with a Boston-based law firm to be a kind of our pilot client to basically do a lunch and learn with their lawyers to ensure that they understand not just the impact of getting it wrong and clicking on the wrong link in a message, but just sort of a best practice approach.
Just for our lay people, because you guys are being nerdy.
Sorry.
Penetration. Mm-hmm. You mean external prying into confidential data, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the overt thing. You probably have seen movies where that happens. But this, the very ordinary thing that happens is that someone appears to get an email from their CEO or their CFO instructing them to wire money to a certain location or to click
Chris
on
sends
this.
Me those every day.
But the email address looks exactly the same as it would internally, with maybe a slight variation, missing a comma or something that you would never be looking at.
I get emails from myself.
Yeah, you probably do.
You're one of those.
They self-generate. They come out of my, and they're not in my web host doesn't have them. So they're not coming through my server or my web host. They're coming right out of my own computer somehow. Mm-hmm. And when I went to Apple about it, they were like, it happens.
Ugh,
don't respond.
Right.
It's fair. Places are doing like a wide net approach, just throwing thousands of spammy emails. But the scarier ones are doing more of a sharp stick where they learn something about your business. So our training is around those type of nefarious people, where they're going to figure out, do you use ADP or a different system? Mm-hmm. You know, who's your CPA firm? You know, they'll know something about the business before they attack. Then they attack with
targeted
knowledge. Yeah, very targeted.
Right.
And so, we do that. I don't want to focus on that today because I know you've got going to have a real expert later. But that's an important part of our practice that equally is true of the cloud. And that's something that may be less obvious, is that the cloud is inherently safer, which people have come to understand, but it's not to say it is without any kind of access point for a criminal. So we help people think about how to protect their, not just their IT infrastructure on premise, but also how to be safe in the cloud.
Right.
Are you having a lot of conversations with clients around going to the cloud as opposed to having an IT group in-house? How does that impact how many IT people somebody would need if they're deciding to go to the cloud?
It's a really great question. So there's sort of two, there's more than two answers, but I'll just stick with two just in the interest of time. One is our sort of bread and butter client, which is going to be a professional service firm, financial service firm, law firm, construction firm that has infrastructure already. And they may have a man or woman with a cell phone that is their go-to resource for all things IT.
So for that, your firm, Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a bad thing. But such a person, man or woman, will occasionally be stretched into an area of their expertise that it's just not their thing.
Right, you can't know everything.
Yeah,
right?
We can't know everything. So we can come in alongside that kind of company and really augment them with strategy guidance, either on a very specific area such as cloud or more generally just your IT roadmap as you move to the cloud. The other type of customer we're seeing more of, we call born in the cloud. Those are companies, and that's to your point, that never really needed to put a email server on their premise or a file server, and they can really operate their business very effectively without those resources. Again, that doesn't preclude the necessity of expertise and guidance, but it's a different kind of guidance we provide those kind of companies.
That's great.
Wow. Give us a little bit of your history.
So I've bounced around. I've started a couple of companies. Some were more successful than others. So I've been around the software space and the mobile space for a very long time. And I've benefited from guidance from the community around entrepreneurs. So I'm excited now to be able to give some of that back. Part of my remit at iCore isn't just, or even primarily, to sell things, but to bring the business in new directions. So I'm now involved with an organization I'm going to plug called the MIT Enterprise Forum. It's a pure volunteer outfit. You don't get any money, but it is so satisfying. So for both business and personal reasons, I've become a mentor there. So I'm able to talk with people that are kind of on the sharp end of figuring out what to do to save the world. And unlike me, because I've been there and done that, I'm now able to give them some advice, not always IT advice, more just business advice. So that's how I spend my leisure time beyond, thinking about IT and going for long walks with my dog in the woods.
Oh, that's cool.
Very nice. So, again, I want to remind everybody, Kurt's talking about iCore Technologies. Could you tell us where you're located and how people can contact you?
Oh, sure. So we have three primary locations. The primary one is in Boston, in the Schraff Center in Charlestown, actually. And right there, there's about 50 of us there. Again, maybe the consultants.
The Willy Wonka factory.
The Willy Wonka factory. It's actually a cool building, and that part of Charlestown is booming in a fun way. We're constantly dodging what one of my colleagues calls yuppies with puppies as they navigate the sidewalks with their strollers.
Sure.
But that's our primary office, and there's 50 of us there. Again, the consultants are mostly out there in the field. Then we have a growing New York office right downtown, right in the heart of things. So there's about 10 or so people attached to that office. Again, mostly IT consultants and strategists. Mm-hmm. And then we have a Philadelphia office that's emerging into that market. So that's kind of our footprint. Most of our clients, if you drew a 15-mile line around either Boston or New York or Philadelphia, that's kind of where we play, because we're kind of a hands-on, high-touch company. We're not trying to economize. If you're familiar with billing practices, you want to bill people all the time. Mm-hmm. How we differentiate is we kind of aim for 75% utilization, which gives us room to be very responsive to people that need our help, as well as the ability to have the employees shadow. So at our expense, we'll have an IT person follow around the one that's responsible. So it's an interesting model. It's counterintuitive in the sense that you want to be redlining your efficiency, but if you do, you're not providing the same level of service.
Last That's question. Great. You find any differences between your Philadelphia entrepreneurs and the Boston entrepreneurs? Is there a character difference?
There is. It's. I'm going to get in trouble. I'll use a iCore example. So in Boston, we're oddly polite and professional. One of my
oddly polite.
Well,
and
I
professional.
Mean, the reputation of Boston is not deserved. We're nice people here, yeah. as long as you don't get in our way.
shut up. Yes.
But the guy that works for me in Philly, he's a hard charging guy. He's not going to wait for that phone to ring. He's going around knocking on office parks. It's Philly Tech Week. He's out there amongst the people, and they're a little more hard charging. I would say.
Look, I live here. I love it here. I love Philadelphia as well.
Yeah.
Kurt, I want to thank you for being on the show today. Maybe you'll come back again. But we have to thank Kelly Berardi more because she's been hosting us with the firm of Gray, Gray & Gray.
Thank you. Happy to do it.
Great studio. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.